Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Black Keys.
Yes, sir. Black Keys. You can't say that band name too fast. Do, 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 do.
You know, that was John Stamos' character name on General Hospital.
It was also, I remember, Anthony Kiedis' dad. He legally changed his name to Blackie.
Blackie Kiedis?
Blackie, damn it. Oh. He changed his last name,
That's
too.
That's kind of cool.
Are you being serious?
No, oh yeah, that'd be really happy.
No, yeah.
He was. If you remember Lethal Weapon, part one, the very beginning, the guys robbing the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah,
he's one of the guys.
Oh,
he acted for a little bit.
Now, how do you know something like that? Is that from a pop up video show, or do you follow one of those movie facts kind of Instagrams or something?
You remember we were going to interview Anthony Kiedis when he wrote his book.
God.
But
pissed me off.
They sent his book anyway, Scar Tissue, so I read it. And all that stuff's in there. It was a good book. He talked about doing drugs in South Carolina.
Do you remember how that went down? Is we were supposed to interview him. Hey, we're going to get you, Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're going to get you on the Rise Guys morning show. Can you do 8? Sure. That son of a bitch thought it was 8 o'clock at night. And some other son of a bitch thought we might come back up here and record it. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
God, I think last time I saw him in the news, he had a 19-year-old girlfriend. I think he's 61 or 62.
Big mustaches. Dax Harwood will be in around an hour. That guy's got a... I got something for him today, too. That sounded dirty, sexual.
I didn't mean it like that.
I want to know what it is that you got for him.
Well, if you grow a mustache, you can find out.
And hey, we're not talking about a vertical one.
Wow.
Yeah, let me try to save myself here. Song's called Fever?
It is.
Okay.
Fever by the Black Keys. Black Keys.
Enunciate.
Yep.
It
matters a lot with that band.
Uh-huh.
Also, I gotta remember, or if I don't, remind me or you do it. Ask Dax when he comes in, because someone who maybe is new to the show or not doesn't know the world of wrestling or whatever is like, what's the problem with I was about to screw up the thing. What's the problem with Traveler's Rest? So they were thinking when we said FTR that it had blank Traveler's Rest. No.
No.
It's not that.
Can I ask you a question?
TR's
no.
Nice. Okay, never mind.
Go ahead. It's Friday.
Is this how you want his name to be?
Oh, I can change that if we need to.
Oh, Lord, Paige.
Oh, yeah, did why she not? Write something nefarious?
Oh, in a little email I sent around, I was like, Cash isn't going to make it. Dax the effing axe is going to be in here. And Paige wrote that on the display. It's like that time when she said Abe G.D. Vigoda.
You know, I'm taking that out. I just wanted to ask you that.
No, that's fun, though.
While we're talking about it real quick, is there any way you could pop him on the big one?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
On right this now. One?
Like on the big
one? Camera. Okay.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, well.
So.
I'll go kick somebody.
Reading through the text about that thing I mentioned a little while ago.
The pH.
Well, it's. This is what you find out. It's like Pornhub owns all the porn sites, apparently. All of them. Because how, so the backstory on that is, you know, the thing that I've kind of razzed North Carolinians about is, you can't watch online porn. They're like, well, we can gamble. And I was like, there should be a parking lot somewhere in between. We're on one side, people are playing online gambling, and on the other side, playing pocket pool.
If we could trade.
I don't know where this came from or how it happens, but two more states now. Requiring verification of a driver's license to look at explicit websites. It's now 16 states out of trivia question, Paige. How many total?
In the country?
Yeah.
50
states.
But okay. I mean,
you got Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho. I was doing that as a joke, not to make you look. Trump says we're buying Canada and that'll be 51st.
Yeah. Puerto Rico and D.C. could become states.
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, the aforementioned North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and South Carolina.
You know, I support the intention. I get what they're trying to do.
The faces aren't going to be smiling as much now because we're not going to be able to look at porn.
They're not.
Beautiful places, but not smiling, frustrated faces.
Uh-oh.
That's when that Southern hospitality all the Yankees moved down here for suddenly ends.
But
it suddenly ends.
What's the next leap?
I don't know.
See, people can't talk about, okay, it's a good idea. You know, it's meant to keep kids off it, whatever. But people are going to say, well, what happens to your information?
You know what? I mentioned this earlier, and I used to make fun of my mom when she got her laptop. And albeit she didn't get a laptop when they first began, you know, she wasn't on the fringe of technology, is what I'm saying. But she's like, I don't like that camera staring at me all the time. It makes me feel weird. And she'd put a piece of duct tape or masking tape.
She was on the front of it because you know what they do now? They have a built-in shutter. That you can slide.
They don't put that on an OtterBox on a phone, though, do they?
I don't think so.
No, they don't. So, Tennessee, you guys, which we're all in Tennessee as well. What's up, Chattanoogans and others?
What's up, Cleveland?
That you guys are supposed to have a law to go into effect on the 1st, but a court in Tennessee has temporarily blocked that. And then Georgia... What's up to y'all as well? We're also down there. Your law is scheduled to take effect in July. Boy, we're earning that Bible Belt name again. But I'm conflicted like Fat Boy. And it's probably the part of getting older and, being a grandfather now that I'm sitting there and I'm like, but the intentions are good because, and this is going to sound like an old thing to say, but porn's changed drastically.
Yeah.
The first porn was beautiful. It glowed. It was like the films were shot with glamour shot kind of filters.
Oh, nice.
They were glowing. The women, a bit too hairy for my preference back then. But, you know, there was a plot to it. You know, guys said, hey, did you order the big sausage pizza? No, I didn't, but I'm horny. Get in here.
Well, just the way you looked. More of a natural look.
Now it starts off with usually, and I'm just being blunt, and if you got it, I don't know if kids are back in school yet or not, but I'm just talking about something that you think about, whatever. It's all very incestual. It's very incestual. And when you think about, and I'm not hating on it because I'm, you know, I've been divorced and all this stuff, but there's a lot of home situations in America where there are stepdads or stepmoms, and they make that a subject of sex on there.
Bonus
a lot. And
plus, we're talking about dads versus daddies, you know, separate thing that the common man would get, you know, confused. There's a difference between a dad and a daddy.
Yeah,
big difference.
You take the sugar off, right?
Well, you know.
Maybe I don't know.
Here's the thing. The actors look too good now. Not believable. They don't look normal. Yeah. Plus, when you watch it, you still have that, you know, part of people that say, well, you know they're being trafficked, right? They're all victims of trafficking.
Victims. Were they?
So you just ruined it, man.
What you want to? That's like, yeah.
Come on,
Matthew.
They're not all.
I'm sitting here watching NWA as a child, and Shaska Watley cut off the ponytail of Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant, and I near cried. And my daddy says, "Matthew, you know it ain't real." Oh my God!
Oh,
it
you
was
were
like
okay.
The floor fell from beneath me.
You talk about wrestling. You said you're watching NWA.
Well, yes, not Eazy-E and the boys. No, 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 no. I had to watch that on mute in the bedroom.
But you know what? This is, I don't know why people, and they always freak out when this happens about this law. You can, there are tons of sites that don't even use this.
Well, so the other part of that, you know, the intentions seem good, but it's also giving a porn company your driver's license. And I, you know what? I'm not saying porn companies are any more worse than any of these retail giants. They're probably better than. But it's like, we already know you listening. We all about to get $3 from Apple because Siri's been listening to you. I don't know if you saw that news or not. They're going to send out like $96 million to Apple users, which across the board, you'll get $3.
That's pretty much it.
So they can listen to you for $3 and we'll be fine with it.
You know who benefits from this is the Bang Bus looking for drivers and they use yours for fake IDs. It's hey. Jeremy from Clemson.
Jeremy.
Use him.
That's the untrust with that. But there again, and people are correcting me here. Now, I'm not the porn connoisseur I thought.
Oh, you're not. And
apparently, it's not all porn sites. It's ones that, what? I don't know what this means. So, I guess whoever owns Pornhub owns all these subsidiaries. Mm-hmm. And they've made this pact. I don't want to use that like in a political pact, but like this kind of agreement that we will do this.
Yeah, if there's one you'd like to go to as far as the common sites that people know,
yeah,
there are three or four very like mirror sites, very similar, that you can go to that don't subscribe to these rules, laws, whatever.
Right.
It's like the Wild West of nudity.
But see, I'm afraid to even go to, because someone said this website still, oh, wow. Okay.
Which you can, you know what?
No, that's very, I'm at work right now and I just went to that website and it's popped up.
And it's research.
I am researching this for a story. Wow. Wow.
And they have
a
small vintage section, you know, that you can relive the good old days in. If you don't want to look at how plastic everybody looks now.
Wow. Dude, you know, they say the thing to do now is to be super successful and really wealthy and rich, but not have a face attached to it. Like, you know, the success, other people want the fame. They want to be in the magazines and on the TV shows and stuff. They don't want to just float low-key. Like, you ever heard of a company called MindGeek?
I want to say I have.
Okay, well, you probably do. You build by them, they own Pornhub.
No, see, this is the thing.
It's a company from Canada, oddly enough.
Everybody is floating towards the OnlyFans business model. That's what Playboy does now. That's what Vivid does. Private. Playboy, when Playboy goes after a girl, it's not like a centerfold like it used to be. They set her up in an OnlyFans type subscription, and then they go for that, like videos, pictures that way.
Man, I got all this. I'll tell you very quick because I know we're gonna go to break, and I see phones, and I apologize, but this is all news to me. Apparently, Pornhub got under scrutiny because they thought that they had some CP on there. I'm trying to save the algorithm right now. Some CP, something that would be
oh,
illegal.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So,
that's
but apparently it was a woman of age pretending to be, which is also illegal. I did not know.
Well, they had a thing where people, their users could upload whatever too, so. That was becoming an issue.
Okay.
As far as
MasterCard and Visa suspended all their use of allowing that to be done. Pornhub deleted all their unverified content. So that's what you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times broke that. So, oh, dude, that's exactly what they had them buy the grapes, basically. And they're like, all right, you want to save your platform? You got to do this. You give us, oh, man.
And it was upwards of 80% unverified content. Oh, is what people were putting up there, and then that's what they stripped away.
Unbelievable. Yeah, see?
Wild stuff, man, because there were a couple guys that went to prison over, look, stuff they were doing in videos that, you know, legally they were like, look, even though you portray this as an act, it's still, you know, like an overt illegal activity. And they pulled those videos down.
But I feel like an attorney right now because they're acting and they're willingly doing this for a job, but they're pretending, but it's what it gives out. See, I don't know whose side I'm on this.
But the whole trafficking angle too could put the pressure on the whole,
even
all
that
those
could
websites.
Be a portrayal, but they're like, well, you still can't do that, which I kind of get. Like snuff films used to be like people thought, oh man, they really killed that guy in that movie. And before the internet, you're like, holy crap, I want to watch.
Yeah,
and you realize, oh, it didn't really happen. It was just a way of marketing.
That one movie, the director had to prove to, like, look, these people are still alive.
Yeah.
They're just acting.
Crap. All right, we'll get to your calls next. I apologize. Paige would just not hush.
Yeah.
1-800.
What's going on?
She's deleting all her MindGeek stuff now. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com text line. Or that's the phone number, actually. You know how to get in touch with us. Morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you good.
I'm in that, feel like I'm about to sneeze mode, but not. And I'm thinking like, pink elephants.
Is that what I guess
not gonna
it works.
Work. I don't know if I'm getting a cold or if it's just sinus season or if worry ward over here, fat boy.
Is
the biggest consumer of news, even more than your grandmother.
I know a couple people going through something right now they say is worse than when they had COVID.
God.
So I don't know what's going around or if it's a
I got hay fever.
Well, nationally they say it's a bigger spike in COVID type symptoms.
Pneumonia is bad too.
The people are, you know.
But you know, when that ended, some say it never did. But when that ended, there was never any like Fauci or any of God. I haven't said that name in forever. But like none of those guys ever. There was never a big celebration. Never a ticker tape parade. Like there wasn't a mission accomplished. You know, where it's like, all right, we got through that. It was just kind of like it just slowly just faded away, and rumors will pop back up. But you know what?
Yeah, I feel like it's always going to be here.
I mean, it will always be because they knew that people were intrigued by it.
But you know, well, I know what I was going to say.
Why didn't I get sick over the month we were off? I'm not sick. It's just it affects. The only job that I do, and that is talking.
Hold on. It's the time of the year. Last time I had COVID was...
Shut up. Right I have a cold.
Right around this time last year. Now, it was the week of the Pro Bowl, actually. The Thursday night of the Pro Bowl was when I am
sweating profusely, and I just pissed my pants.
Well, I do that every day.
Yeah. Every day.
It's called being overweight over here.
Oh, Lord.
There's no pants.
Dax, before you text me and ask if I'm just a runny nose.
Oh, I forgot about it. He'll beat your ass if
I know. he would somehow by himself give me the shatter machine. I don't know how, but he'd do it.
he would have to help. I mean, look, no high spots here, buddy. I might have to do Cash's part.
High spots
down here.
Is in North Carolina. Let's go to some phone calls before we run off at the mouth again and piss people off further. How do we gain listeners? I'll tell you how we lose them. We put them on hold and never get to them. You pick it off. Where are we going? Oh, wow, really?
Let's go with Party Man.
PMD, Party Man Dan.
What's up, guys?
Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Matt.
I say that up until the 5th.
Matthew. Oh, I know. But the 5th is Sunday.
That's right.
So.
Do you remember what happened the last time we talked to Party Man? Because I'll never forget it.
Let's see.
I don't know. It repeated like 15 freaking about said effing thousand times.
Did you do it?
Over the podcast.
Was it the, let's see, we've had the girl that, the pen pal from prison that got out and showed up at his doorstep. We had during the Helene
hurricane.
Awful crap. You had a neighbor that was looking for some casual sex in the middle of the night or something.
Yes.
This is after that.
Okay. Oh, when you passed out.
Yeah.
No, but then passed out. No, I knocked myself out on the coffee table, but that was the last call. That was the one I called Tuesday. I called Tuesday because y'all did gift advice on that Wednesday, the 11th, and then you were off for the next 3 weeks.
You have a great memory.
Would you like an unpaid job as our archivist?
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
How's your noggin? You good?
Oh yeah, I had those three really bad nosebleeds within that week. And then they stopped.
Oh, they did.
The 8th or the 11th was the last one I had. But anyway, I'm good. How are you? How was your guys' break?
It was great.
It was the longest break we've ever taken.
Yeah.
It was kind of too long, to be honest with you.
Really? I thought 3 weeks was normal, or do you normally do two?
It usually is like 2 weeks, 3 days.
Yeah, try to
it
hover.
It should have been a full solid month.
You got three right on the dot.
We came back on a Thursday. We came back yesterday, first time. Like,
yeah, well, I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. But, like, yeah, like, I don't think, I think the whole company took the whole month off,
they
too.
They really did.
And they're still off.
Right.
But nevertheless, enough about us and our stuff.
Did you see your daughter for Christmas, Dan?
Yeah. Well, my birthday, same thing, 2 days before. So.
Oh, happy belated birthday!
Thank you. 23rd, Festivus.
He celebrates Festivus. He's got the pole too.
Oh, well, I mean, it is. It's the same date. If you watch that episode, it's the 23rd. It's Christmas
you're good
Eve.
With dates. Like you're like a
well, I love Seinfeld. I mean, it's one thing, but I just remember Festivus is the 23rd.
Yeah.
I just remember him saying that because you know they can't do it on Christmas Eve and they can't do it on Christmas. So,
man,
but anyway,
I don't want to turn this, but I got a somewhat serious question for Party Man.
What's up?
So you know, for New Year's,
where's he going to go to watch his online porn?
Oh, that's the separate. Yeah, answer that one first.
Videos.
We're all being isolated.
X videos.
That's say
the
that.
One I've always watched.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there's
anyway,
a lot.
If I get in trouble, it ain't going to be because of a caller calling in and saying so. I'm just going to be because
no,
I
I'm
stood my ground. So, nevertheless, go ahead.
My bad.
No, don't my bad. You're good. What's your question, Fat?
Well, for, you know, resolutions, whatever you want to call them. We didn't really do them, but. Like, is there a way you can? I'm not saying you have to do this, but I'm kind of curious how it works. Wait, could you not be on methadone anymore? Like, could that happen this year?
Suboxone, right?
No, it's methadone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you like
it. Yeah, Suboxone doesn't help, but go ahead.
I don't know if you can ever go without it. Like, is that something you always have to
do? Yeah, I mean, I could, but then I'm afraid that I'd, you know, just go get some fentanyl and die.
But knowing that, like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, explain that though, because
like,
I knowing that you could get a hold of. That's strange.
That's just
well,
sad.
That's all that's here. Like, you can't find heroin that I know of here. Like, if you're getting dope, you're getting fentanyl. I mean, that's what
knowing,
it is. Like,
but knowing in your heart that it could kill you, like
it
literally,
it,
you can look past that. And I promise to God, I'm not.
Oh no, it's okay.
Patronizing or whatever the word would be for this, because I really wonder about that. Because, like, when you have like, God, what's his name? I can do this. Matthew Perry. I mean, the dude's, you know, so wealthy and blah blah blah, but he's doing fentanyl. Like,
Well, he's doing ketamine. His was
yeah,
ketamine.
Special K. I mean, yeah. Crap.
Which is a therapy now.
And that's also a nice party drug, but it's not usually a killer. You've got to do like injecting that is basically like what he was doing was having a doctor, you know.
I'm too much of a pussy to pull out. I would not ever use drugs in a needle. I'm just telling you.
I'm too much of a whatever to do.
Yeah, I didn't think I ever would either, but when I was 18, like a month after I started doing it.
Oh, damn.
You know what I just remembered?
Cocaine.
That's what I just remembered from Dan's other call. When he was working at the gym, they used to do coke in the back.
Oh, yeah, well, we were snorting it, but then like here, a few months after that, I started shooting it.
Oh, did anybody ever get confused to go over to do some deadlifts and actually rub cocaines all over their hands?
You know what's sad about this
Instead
whole?
Of that pattern.
Dan probably spends more on the methadone than the drugs to stay off the drugs.
It's their version.
It's funny. Actually, even if I did have to pay for it, because I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I have Medicaid.
Oh, you should read them now.
Well, it's all right. I have Medicaid, but it was just as of January of last year when there was the open enrollment in North Carolina. I'll probably lose it, honestly, because, you know, it's happened in the 20th. But anyway, it's okay. I mean, I'm not hating.
Wait a minute. You're losing your health care on the 20th?
I'll probably. Well, you know, him coming in, have you not heard Trump's talking about cutting a lot of Medicaid and that kind of care to somebody's heard about it. Come on, Fat Boy, somebody, you watch the news.
Yeah,
heard about that.
That's where it comes kind of conflicting, like it becomes a state level at a certain point and there's like a back and forth there.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but I did get, like, I hadn't had health insurance since 2017, like January of 2017, and I got it back. You know, I got Medicaid I enrolled in December, the open enrollment in North Carolina, and then I got it in January. So I hadn't had to pay for the clinic, which was $12 a day.
God,
so
I want to end on a lighter note. Like, are you still getting you getting some action?
Did you get laid by the neighbor lady again?
Oh, my bad. No, she hadn't been back, but she's
go cut the cable line or the power line and make her think. I'm not making fun of that.
But. She like sending you pictures.
We hadn't really. She texted me Merry Christmas. I remember that. And
okay, so she's putting the feelers out there, Dan. You're not so Merry Christmas. I'm horny. What about you?
She wants to see those jingle bells, buddy.
Yeah. She wants to see your elf up her shelf.
Well,
or something.
Oh, my Lord.
I forget the phrase. All right, Dan. I'm glad that slow down a little bit, all right? You slow down.
Oh, no, I'm good. I just called to check in and tell you guys Happy New Year and see how your breaks went. And I didn't get to listen yesterday, unfortunately. I'm sick, and I don't ever get sick, so it turns me into a giant pussy anytime I get sick.
I'm the same way, man.
What did I tell you? It's because something's going around.
It's called a cold, and it's like being 30 degrees outside, it makes sense. Plus, it was 80 the other day, so.
I know.
It's either COVID or the end of time. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. I was afraid it's COVID because I've gone this whole time, knock on wood, without getting COVID and without the boosters or anything. And
Hope it's not an STD.
I don't know.
We said on a happy note we're going out on. So,
I'm sorry. I didn't know the break was coming. I'm sorry. I didn't hit the music.
It's fine.
No bad.
Dan, you know the clock's by now. Come on, buddy.
Dan.
Yeah.
You hang out. Be cool.
I love the chickens.
I do too. But like, I also don't want anybody to ever think like it's because you're a project, and not for us, but like you're still on your path to sobriety. Yep. I mean, like, so it's not us sitting here like, you know, patronizing, trying to get a laugh out of it. It's very interesting. I mean, it really, really is. Especially your horny neighbor. I want to get a. She looked great in the pictures, by the way. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You're looking good.
Was that an AI picture, Dan?
No.
I believe you. All right. We got to go. Paige is staring a hole through us. We have to go to break.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Happy All right, party. Day. See you, brother. Party man.
See you guys.
Party man.
Take it easy with that futon.
Oh, man. If that futon's rocking, he's probably going to collapse on the floor soon.
That's his method of sleep. You don't go in the bedroom.
That's right. All right. Dax Harwood, the freaking man, the axe himself, one half of, in my opinion, and most people's, the greatest living tag team in the world today. We'll be in here momentarily. But first, Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about road rubbing next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Road rubbing, brother. The hell is road rubbing?
You'll find character? Out. You'll find out.
Road rubbing.
Road rubber?
Road rubber. Road rubber. That's what you did last weekend.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And a 48-year-old woman tried to take the blame for her boyfriend's reckless driving. She says,
I thought it was going to be something else, like a fart.
Rubbing caused the driving.
Rubbing.
Rubbing.
Rub on area.
Well,
never.
This motorist.
That's the name of his massage parlor.
I think he's scouting ski shops right now.
Are your shoulders tense? Call Rub.
Hey, folks.
Hey, folks.
Keep talking.
I had a long day.
Keep a little talking. Tense in the shoulders. He's sitting there walking on his back like George Jefferson.
That's kind of creepy.
You get a free plug. Call Rob.com.
Call Rub. So this guy.
I wouldn't say that. That might be something bad. I know. I'm gonna go to that and see if it's a real website Paige just gave out. You know, she's vowed to stop trafficking kids this year.
I am.
Yeah, we used to give out the FOF line, but we wouldn't say the right number.
Oh wow, it's actually a barbecue rub. That's fun.
I know guys that are into that
it's
kind
called
of
rub. Last call rub.
Meat rub.
Rob Binary is gonna figure out a way to sue them for parody.
Did you hear what she's saying over here? Huh. Oh, she's filthy.
Me?
Which part?
She says she knows if you guys are into some meat rubs.
Yeah.
My husband had his own special like shaker stuff.
Oh.
His blend.
Yeah.
His kitchen blend.
Yeah.
He goes, I can tell you what the secret is. So I go, well, you know, I'm not eating that because I don't eat that kind of stuff.
Oh.
It could be what you're
saying. I'm telling you. Just in the gutter.
It's
your mind. I'm talking about steaks.
Also, if you ever seen Paige Bowl, that's usually where her balls end up.
Oh, yeah.
Straight in the gutter.
Hey, you know, I took
even
over.
In bumper bowling somehow.
I never bowl. And with my new bowling partner, Tara, I learned how to bowl pretty good.
Yeah.
You were there. You witnessed it. So
I didn't bowl, though.
Yeah,
I just drank.
A good time.
I had the free chicken fingers and hung out.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to this rubbing story, shall we?
Yeah.
So this
Batman
woman,
and rubbing.
This woman tried to take the blame for her boyfriend's bad driving, and the vehicle almost struck the curb multiple times. So they were kind of swerving, you know. And the officer.
I swerve when I drive.
whose
house?
Swerve's house.
Okay.
So the officer noticed that, you know, he's hitting the curb. There's a presence of alcohol. So when he got pulled over, this officer says, is everything okay? And the female passenger jumped in to offer the explanation of why this was going down.
She's doing the womp womps.
He's trying to give her CPR. You need the Heimlich? Are you choking, ma'am?
Are you womping tonight? So are we.
Explain why this happened. This is a good girlfriend. I hope they stay together because I would never say this because I'm not going to take the blame for someone else. But she did. She explained, it's my birthday. And I was rubbing all over him trying to get him excited.
Yeah.
And that's what caused the whole thing.
But but you don't believe that was really the case?
No.
I got to see what kind of car
it was. Like the term nympho is 9 times out of 10 associated with a woman only.
I think that's what that word means, right? Just.
But is there like is there a nympha? Like, are we thinking conjugation like Spanish language? Nympho is the O means male dominant, or I guess that'd be the opposite. I don't know. I just call a guy just a horn dog. I mean, he's But never, well, you've never heard a woman called a horn dog? That's weird.
So this guy reportedly agreed to some sobriety tests. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't say she should take the blame, because he couldn't pass the sobriety test.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got an answer.
What? Oh, about nympho?
Well, now it's kind of confusing. It says the male equivalent of nymph is considered a satire.
Satire.
Is that how you would say it? It's not spelled that way.
S-A-T-I-R-E?
Well, this is spelled Y-R.
Oh, I have no clue.
What? Okay, then why isn't he just the nymph and she's the nympho? Or is it, you know, like you were
it's
saying?
It's like actors now. Are all There's not actresses
I
anymore.
Think, no. I don't think it's conjugated for male or female.
Or was it always nymph in this Italian?
No, because
Italian?
It's a nymphomania.
But what is a nymph? Like, isn't that like a fairy? Like a Tinkerbell? Not like that, but like, not like Fred Sanford head and sideways, but like, you know, like something would be, I don't know what the hell I'm saying, like a fairy tale.
No, it's completely different.
Oh, well.
Fairies
are. Kiss my ass.
No, I'm not trying to shoot you down. Like, I didn't crack the whip at you. Because it's different.
Yeah.
A fairy isn't perverted. However, a nymphomaniac thinks about sex all the time. That's the difference.
But that's like that's a condition, right? Like a diagnosed.
Or am I missing
something? But do real doctors diagnose you with that? Or is it like when people say, some people say I have anxiety.
Okay, say
which everybody does, but yeah, some people say I have anxiety. Did a doctor tell you that? So do doctors say, "Hey, look, there's something I've read your test results. Turns out you're a nymphomaniac.
Your chart here says you hump a lot, and
your right arm is three times the size of your left."
If you are a nymphomaniac, therefore you can't get satisfied, so you keep wanting more.
Well, I mean, then aren't we all?
I would love to talk to somebody who is, because
I'm a nympho for money.
Obviously, you get some satisfaction, right? But is it just a very little bit at the end, or is the entire process the satisfaction?
Like a way, God, you're describing that like a serial killer, like the way they plan out and they plot.
Yes.
Is it the same? It has to be the same as a sex addict.
Sex addicts will have sex with anybody.
Yeah.
That's where Anne Frank was at. I don't know what I'm saying. Remember Magic Attic at the beach?
Myrtle I cannot.
Beach? Magic Attic?
I can't do anymore.
I never got to go.
Went once.
We always
of course, had to be teen night.
We just always went to the Bowery.
Yeah, you know what? Only been there once, too.
Just get the t-shirt.
I had the gloves.
That's the only reason I went to Mother Fletcher's that time. It's like, oh, it's a shirt that looks like I'm cussing, but I'm not. I'm so rebellious.
Oh, they're tearing down two more places down. I forgot what they were. But
God, why?
They keep tearing down Myrtle Beach.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, certain parts I'm for.
Well, you know, rebuilding is always a good plan.
Yeah, they're doing it in California now.
Things don't last forever, and it just, you know, you want to.
Yeah, but they replaced the pavilion with a zip line.
Which I don't think is there anymore.
Yeah, I remember.
It's just a nothing now.
But then it kind of looks run down if you don't replace it. But I guess.
That was the charm of it, though.
Yeah, it was.
If you went to a bright, shiny ghost town in Maggie Valley, I'd be like, what is going on here? I want to be a little fearful in that chairlift going up.
We do not like change in the South. You're right about that.
Oh, don't label us like that.
I'm one of you. I was born here. That's what I love about the charm.
Have you ever kissed a cousin?
No.
Kirk Cousins outside right now.
It's the test.
We're going downhill on that one. On page those your Rice Guys headlines.
And we started the hour talking about incest. We ended that way, too.
I wonder if somebody is outside.
I haven't gotten a text yet.
What are we going to say? Like, okay. Like, we can't give this dude much
grief. Tell you something, dude. You better get down this mountain and get in this studio, because otherwise we're just going to sit here with dead air unless you come in here.
I tell you, if he puts me in a shatter machine, it's going to turn into another kind of machine real quickly. And I'm going to soil my drawers.
What kind of? It'll be a splatter machine then.
Well, yeah, that'd be a nicer way of saying it, I guess.
Oh, wanker's full. Dude.
That's how he signs pictures now.
Right now, text your gimmick guy or whatever. Next year, shatter's full.
Oh, that's like, how you call for it.
God.
We got to save that. Remember that when he comes
okay.
in.
Okay, and you got to wear bathrobes to the ring that night.
Nice. He got your little Bullwinkle mugs.
Yes. God, I love marketing for other people. All right. Hopefully when we at some point, he's a man of his word. He will be here. If he doesn't, Danny Kurth, I'm going to whoop your ass. That's the AEW talent coordinator. I don't know what he looks like. He might be able to whip mine. It might be the security guard there. Who knows? Nevertheless, more Rise Guys and guests, possibly. Ooh. Who knows? Fingers crossed. I hope so.
I can't.
Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.